Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes on the clock here to get the first quarter started. Warriors on the floor with the normal starting lineup. We've got Morgan Croxford, Alyssa Plummer, Keely Graham, Maylin Williams, and Hannah Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. For the Cavaliers of Blanchette Catholic, it's Najma Suri, Trinity Phipps, Haley Ostby, Bailey Hittner, and Anna Coronado. I'll get the name right there, Coronado. They go pretty big, 5'11", 5'9", 5'9", 5'9", and 5'4", and then they bring Collier off the bench, who is just a dynamic defensive guard. Coronado, of course, the player to really watch in terms of the starting lineup defensively, and Hittner, their best offensive player typically. Tap easily won by Blanchette. We're underway. It was Ostby with the tap over Croxford. Swing it left side to Hittner. Hittner looking inside. They go down low to Ostner. Nothing there. She goes out to Coronado on the right side. Spins, turns, and lays it up and in. Nice shot by Coronado. Spinning away from Alyssa Plummer there on the baseline and able to get it up off the backboard and in. Plummer on the left wing with it. Out on top to Williams. Williams swings it right side to Croxford. Looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Now hits Hatch popping out top of the key. Swings it left side on the angle to Plummer. Plummer working on Ostby. Big quickness mismatch there for the Warriors. Croxford with it now. She backs it out. Goes out in the right corner to Plummer. Plummer throws a bad pass. Picked off by Coronado. Coronado on the open floor. Up with the left hand and in. Coronado is one of those that you cannot be lackadaisical with your passes around. There's a turnover on the inbound as the Blanchette comes out in a full court press. Steal by Hittner. On top, they go down low. Ostby, nobody guarding her. 6-0. Reg needs a timeout. It's not taking one yet, but they could really use one. Warriors quickly get the ball up the floor before Cavaliers get back. Hatch lays it up, and it won't stay in. Ostby with the rebound. Outlet to Coronado on the right side. Coronado, Williams back. Coronado takes it in on her and lays it up and in. Williams never cut her off, and it's 8-0. Warriors struggling here early with the athleticism of the Cavaliers. Williams out on the center circle with it. This court bigger, of course, longer than the high school courts. This is a full 96 feet. There's a bounce pass inside to Plummer, out to Graham. Graham, three-pointer right side, short. Long rebound tip. Williams gets it. She starts to drive, loses it. Hatch picks it up on the right baseline. Back underneath to Williams. She goes in traffic. Her shot blocked away. Hatch with the rebound. Out to Plummer. Plummer fakes a three. Now she drives, gets inside, takes it up, scores and fouled. Nice job by Alyssa Plummer to get the Warriors on the board tonight. 8-2, a couple minutes in here to the first quarter. Warriors down by six early, and it's been the athleticism mainly of Blanchette Catholic in the open floor, able to get two of their baskets on fast breaks. Plummer at the line, buries the foul shot. 8-3, Blanchette Catholic. Coronado now running the point. 5'9", uber athletic soccer player, basketball player. She throws a bad pass, though, to Ostby, cutting to the basket. And Coronado acknowledging that that was not a good pass on her part. Plummer was denying Ostby. Coronado tried to force the pass through it too high. Full court pressure here, and there's a steal by Coronado on the inbound. Graham's pass to Williams, not very good. Graham, though, strips the ball back from Hittner. Hittner loses it, gets it back to Coronado. Coronado working on Plummer, out at the top of the key, extended. Swings it to Hittner. Hittner lobs down low to Coronado. Plummer gives her a step, backs up. Coronado turns, goes to the left hand, hits the side of the backboard, gets her shot back, gets it back, knocked away. She gets it back again, goes up with the right hand and scores. Coronado taking advantage of the broken play there and finishing strong with her athleticism and length. Croxford all the way up the right side, still going down to the baseline, bounce pass to Graham, throws up a shot, misses everything on that one, and Hittner with the rebound. Hittner in the open floor, throws it ahead. That's Phipps with it. Phipps looking down low, her pass knocked away, and Williams with the steal, but she throws it away trying to get it to Plummer. Coronado picks it up, she misses, and Ostby with the rebound. She can't finish inside. Croxford with it. She throws a long outlet. Bad pass slipped off her hand and Hittner with the steal at half court. Hittner swings it right side to Phipps. Down low. Nobody guarding Ostby. She lays it up and in. That's the second time somebody has lost Ostby on the defensive end. This time it was kind of in a semi-transition situation, and that did not turn out well for the Warriors either time. 12-3, Blanchette Catholic early. Williams, top of the key extended. Her pass knocked away by Phipps and out of bounds. Thought Reg might take a timeout when it was 8-0 there. He didn't. Warriors got a three-point play out of Alyssa Plummer, and now Reg will take a timeout. 12-3, Blanchette Catholic. This is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. And we talked in a little bit in the pregame there about how athletic this Blanchette Catholic team is and the challenges that they present as a team that can really get out and out-athletic you. And that's kind of their goal. It's what they did to Dayton last year. Defensively, they just absolutely took Dayton out of their game in the championship game down at Coos Bay. And their athleticism, their ability to play you man, put full court pressure on you, long arms, quick hands, very good footwork, and again, very good soccer program there at Blanchette Catholic, and you see the footwork that develops in defenders, having to move, slide, get in front, and then you combine that with just being good hand-eye coordination by a lot of these girls and the work ethic that they have, and they're able to really cause a lot of problems. There's a lob in Williams trying to get into Croxford. Coronado read her eyes, came around behind Croxford, stole the ball. She brings it up. Warriors not taking very good care of the ball. They've got four turnovers already here in the first quarter. We're only halfway in. Hittner misses the three. Croxford with a good rebound inside. Good box out on Ospie. Croxford over to Williams. Brings it across half court. Gets it back to Croxford. They play a little catch there. Now Maylin swings it. Her pass almost picked off. And instead, Suri gets the foul as she comes through hatch. But that was a dangerous pass. Suri was just kind of laying back off a hatch, waiting for a pass to be thrown. And again, this is a bigger court. Williams out, Husky in. College court, probably about 10 feet longer than the high school court, and it changes some of your passing angles as you come across half court. You go out to that center circle, you're a lot further from that wing. Croxford throws a bullet pass, knocked away, and the pass in the open court. Phipps with it, traveled, got back, got away with it out to Hittner. Hittner to number 10, that's Anaya into the game. She gives it to Coronado. Coronado working the right angle with Plummer. Picks it up, goes high post to Ospie. Ospie lays it down low to Phipps, lays it up and in. Nice little high-low game there. And the Warriors really having problems with Blanchette's length inside. Warriors ball down 14-3 here early. Only halfway through the first quarter. Keeley gets it across half court against pressure. Out to Plummer. Plummer air balls a 15-footer. Croxford with a good save into Graham. Graham gets in the lane, pulls up from 10. Can't hit it, and Coronado tips it. Hatch battling. Hatch gets tied up underneath. Good job by Hannah to mix it up with a couple of royal blue jerseys under there from Blanchette. And it'll be Amity Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. 3:15 left to go first quarter. 14-3 Blanchette. Warriors really struggling on both ends of the floor. Croxford gets it into Graham, way out top by the center circle. Gets it tipped away by Hittner. Chases it down. Keeps her dribble alive. Crosses over on Hittner, gets in the key. Her pass by knocked away by Coronado. Husky gets it out to Croxford. Croxford will reset the offense. Really having problems with Coronado, and that's not a surprise. Everybody has problems with her. Husky swings it to Plummer. Plummer, top of the key, swings it over to Croxford. Croxford on the right angle, spins on Coronado, leaves it out to Plummer, three-pointer out top, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's a serious problem out there that the Warrior girls are not identifying, and that is they're towing up the college line instead of the high school line. So the college line here is a dark navy blue. The high school line is kind of a light tan, kind of hard to see, like an auxiliary line on the floor, which is understandable given that it's a college gymnasium. But the girls have to understand if you take that college three, it's an extra foot further, and that's the second ball we've seen thrown up short from that three-point line. You got to be disciplined and go to the high school line. They go down low to Ospie, blocked by Croxford. Nice block by Morgan. Just such good hops and timing. She swats Ospie's shot away, even though Ospie is a good 4 inches taller than Morgan. Husky works her way down against Coronado. That is not the matchup you want to go at. Whoever's Coronado is guarding, I would stay away from unless Coronado sags way off of him. She is just too good of a defender. Croxford drives on Phipps, kicks it out to Graham. Graham fakes, traveled as she started her drive. She was a little off balance, picked up that left pivot foot before she put the dribble down. 14-3 still, 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Elmore into the game, replaces Ospie. Elmore not as athletic. In fact, she's kind of the only kid on Blanchette Catholic that doesn't look like a soccer player, doesn't have that lanky, strong athleticism about him. Elmore, a little bit more of a load down to the low block, but she's very fundamentally sound. We've seen her play before. We played at their place last year, first round of the playoffs, and she did a number on us. Elmore down low, misses the jump hook. They went right to her. Croxford with the rebound, gets it ahead to Plummer. Plummer fumbling the ball a little bit, finally gets it across half court, working on Elmore, sees the mismatch, starts to drive. Now goes baseline, her pass knocked away. Catch gets it out to Husky, back to Croxford out top. Now she goes down low to Graham. Graham turns, spins, and misses the layup inside. Coronado with the save, and ball still loose, knocked away, and finally Phipps picks it up. Phipps, cross-court pass to Hittner. Hittner, short little jumper, no good, and we've got an offensive foul, a loose ball foul on Elmore inside. Elmore, a 5'9 junior, she's listed as. And she just kind of pushed Plummer out of the way as she went up for that rebound. 14-3 still, 1:11 left to go first quarter. Warriors down 9, or down 11, excuse me. Croxford with it, gets it across half court. Warriors have missed a few open shots, but it's been more turnovers and having to force things. Husky at the elbow with it on the right side, picks up her dribble. Gets it back to Graham, knocked away. Warrior basketball still. Knocked right out of bounds in front of the Blanchett bench. Warriors going right to left in front of me here. I'm on the far side away from the scorers table on the players. Dangerous pass by Croxford. Keeley gets it. Working on Hittner. Little stutter step. Kicks it out to Plummer. Plummer drives. Gets inside. Up with the left hand. Makes the basket. She has all 5 of the Warrior points so far. Lissa Plummer with a nice drive and the left hand lay-in in traffic. They go to Elmore. Nobody on her. And Elmore scores. Not really sure who's supposed to be guarding Elmore, but Reg has got to get getting frustrated with his defensive effort. He's given up 3 uncontested lay-ins when players haven't known who they have. There's a pass knocked away. Graham gets it back, lays it up and in. Keely Graham staying with it, not giving up, and makes the play. Keely with her first basket of the game, first points by anybody other than Alyssa Plummer. We've got a reach-in foul either on Husky or Croxford at the other end as Elmore makes a nice move. Spins back, comes back to her left hand, and they get Husky on the reach in. She came down to try to help Croxford out. Dayton Pirates got an easy win over Pleasant Hill, 41-26 in the first game here. Elmore at the line to shoot 2, and she misses the first one. Lauren Elmore, 5'9 junior, Salang into the game for Elmore if she makes this one. So she's not in the game yet. She got announced, but she's not actually in. Elmore with one more. Shots up and good. So one of those, you make the shot, you get penalized, you have to come out of the game. Salang in. Salang another 5'9 junior. They're just loaded with 5'9, 5'10, 5'11 athletes. It's a tough matchup for the Warriors, who aren't particularly tall. Bad pass by Akili on the inbound. Goes over the head of Croxford. Couldn't chase it down before it got out of bounds. And it will be Blanchett ball right underneath their own basket, because on an inbounds like that, when nobody touches it and it just goes out of bounds, you bring it back to where you inbounded from. And Morgan couldn't get a hand on that one. Coronado to inbound. Left side of the key on the baseline. Gets it in. Hittner goes back. And we've got a jump ball as Coronado drives to the basket. Husky reaches in, ties her up. It'll be Cavalier basketball again on the baseline, underneath their own basket, left side of the key. Coronado will trigger it in again. She calls out the play, finds Hittner, dive into the basket, lays it up and in. Nobody defending Bailey Hittner, the 5'9 junior. And Hittner, who's normally their best offensive player, didn't do any damage in the first quarter until right there. She missed all of her other shots. And that is the end of the first quarter with a score. Blanchett 19, Amity 7. We'll be right back after this commercial message on KLYC McMinnville.
99W, as it enters Newburg, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the 3 most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburg Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 MPGe and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 MPGe and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburg Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Oh, welcome back, Warrior fans. We are through one quarter here at Corbin University, where your Warriors trail the Blanchett Catholic Cavaliers 19-7. Warriors got out out of the gate down 8-0 right away, struggling with some pressure, making some bad passes. This is the best defensive team we will see all year. This is a team that can just lock you down. So many long, athletic girls who really have bought into a defensive philosophy. They play the passing lanes extremely well, and the Warriors really haven't found a way yet to get their offense running. They've had a couple of plays where they've been able to get the ball inside on the drive, scored on a couple of loose balls, kind of scrambles, but they really haven't run their offense the way they'd like to. Rosenbaum into the game. Warriors get the ball in. It goes off Graham's hands. Coronado with another steal. Takes it in with the left hand and up and in. So just man pressure, and the Warriors not able to get it in successfully at half court. Croxford and Graham probably combined so far for 8 turnovers here early in the game. Really struggling with this team. Rosenbaum tries to hit a cutting Graham. Ball knocked away. And I'm telling you, probably there have probably been 20 passes tipped or stolen already in this game. Almost every time down the floor, at least one pass is tipped or a dribble is knocked away or something. Croxford with it, top of the key, swings it back over to Graham on the left angle. She looks inside, nothing there. Back out on top to Croxford. Croxford crosses over on Elmore, spins, goes down low, little left hand jump, hook up and in from about 10 feet. Tough shot, and Morgan Croxford makes it look easy. On the right side, Phipps with it, drives into the lane, throws up a terrible left-handed shot. Rosenbaum with the rebound in traffic, gets it to Croxford. Morgan trying to push a little bit, gets it ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in strong, reverse lay-in, comes up short on that one. It's a nice job to take it out the right side. Hittner throws it ahead, Graham knocks it away, Phipps gets it back. Phipps back to Hittner. Hittner with it. To Naya on the right side, back to Hittner out on top. Hittner, her pass knocked away by Graham, and it goes off of Anaya and out of bounds. Nice job. That was Plummer, actually, with the deflection there. So great job by the Warriors. Graham and Plummer trapped Hittner. And Hittner, a very good offensive player in terms of shooting from the outside. But you can see right there her ball handling skills a little more suspect than some of the others. Graham out to Croxford. Left angle three from behind, about 22 feet there, and Croxford knocks down the three, and the Warriors cut it down to 9, 21-12. Now they got some work to do on the defensive end. There's Graham tying up Hittner and trying to pull it away. It'll be a jump ball. Nice job by Keely Graham. When Hittner has the ball, they're really applying the pressure. Hittner frustrated the time before. She turned the ball over. This time she gets tied up. They get to keep it. She's out, Coronado in. So Coach Ron Hittner getting his daughter out of there, and she's struggling. She's putting the ball on the floor around Plummer and Graham is a good way to lose it. Coronado on the right wing with it. Goes down on the right corner to Ayaya. She puts up a three. No good. I said that name wrong. It's Anaya. Croxford with the rebound. Graham now with it. Gets it across half court. Coronado on her. Starts to dribble, goes back to the left hand, pulls up, 18-footer, top of the key, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Selang. Selang ahead to Coronado and gets a travel as Graham comes up quickly. Coronado, A, wasn't expecting the ball, and B, saw Graham coming just as she caught it and shuffled her feet. That was just Selang throwing a pass that was unexpected by Coronado. So the Warriors get the turnover by putting a little pressure at about half court there. Graham with it. Knocked away from behind by Coronado. Tell you what, you think you beat her. Graham went past her and then kind of forgot about her. Coronado came back from behind her on the wing and knocked it away. So quick and long-armed. Very hard to dribble with. She's around. The Warriors would do well to not dribble if she's guarding you. Croxford, top of the key with Phipps. Kicks it over to Graham. Graham crosses over on Coronado. Knocked away and out of bounds. Coronado with a little shove in the back of Keely as she boxes her out to keep her from getting back to it. But apparently Keely can't hear me. I just said don't dribble the ball around Coronado. When you do, it gets knocked away so quick. I just don't think the girls have played against anybody who's this good of a defender on the ball. Graham with it, working on Coronado, crosses over a couple times. Coronado cuts her off. She drops back, kicks it over to Croxford on the right wing. Back to Graham, top of the key, 24-footer short. Rosenbaum gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Kaya Rosenbaum with a nice offensive board and a timeout taken. By Blanchette, I believe. Nope, by Reg. It's going to be taken by Reg. 30-second timeout.
Williams
in. I'm not sure who she's going to replace, but the Warriors have cut this down 21-14, and they're playing a little smarter basketball on both ends of the floor. If you take away those three baskets that were uncontested because nobody seemed to know who they were guarding on the floor, two by Osby and one by Elmore, where they were basically just standing at the basket and nobody was guarding them. You take those 6 points away, and this is a pretty good game right now. It'd be a 15-14 game. So the Warriors, excuse me, chipping away at this, staying out of foul trouble, three team fouls on Blanchette, one on Amity. And we've got 5:19 left to go here in the first half. On the floor for the Warriors, Rosenbaum, Williams, Hatch, Plummer, Graham. So Croxford getting her first break of the game. And that's the other thing about playing this longer floor. You've got at least another 10 feet to run. It wears you out over the course of a game. And the floor is wider, too. So you just have more room to cover. There's a tip and a steal by Graham. She got Phipps pass there. Graham in the open floor slows it down as Blanchette gets back quickly. Gives it to Williams. Williams fakes the three. Starts to drive. Now gives it back to Graham. Graham working on Coronado. Bounce pass over to Plummer. She fakes the three. Puts it on the floor. Coronado with the steal. Came in to help off a Graham there and took it from Plummer. Coronado goes in strong with the left hand. She's fouled by Plummer, and she'll go to the line. Now, don't get me wrong. Coronado, not a great offensive player in terms of shooting the ball from the outside. We have not seen her take a shot outside of about 3 feet so far. But what she does is harass your ball handlers and create fast break opportunities for Blanchette. She is a fantastic defender, and again, the best man defender, the best on-ball defender and passing lane defender we will see all year. There's nobody else quite like her in 3A basketball. 5'9", very athletic. Coronado misses the first one, misses the second one, and Graham tips it out of bounds, and it's going to be Blanchette ball. So Coronado missing a pair, but the Cavaliers get the ball back. Hittner and Ostby back into the game for Blanchette. So they get a little bit better inside, but Warriors need to do a good job here defensively, try to get the ball back. Coronado in the left corner with it, swings it out on top to Hittner. Hittner, top of the key. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Over to Anaya, back to Hittner, swings it left side to Coronado. Now she goes down low to Elmore, turns with the right hand, and scores. So strong. She really got fouled in there by Rosenbaum. Elmore just powered through it, didn't let the bump and the reach affect her. 23-14 Blanchette. Williams, cross-court pass to Plummer, back out on top to Williams. Man-to-man defense for the Cavaliers. Graham finds Hatch popping out. She gets past Anaya, now looks down low. Williams gets crunched by a couple of blue jerseys. Rosenbaum saves the ball. Out to Graham. Graham working on Coronado, spins, and we've got a foul on Coronado. She falls to the ground, but picked up the blocking foul at the same time. Should be the fourth foul against Blanchette, and just the first on Coronado. Graham out and Knuth into the game. So this is a tough lineup for the Warriors. No point guard on the floor with Croxford and Graham both on the bench. Warriors need to make sure they take care of this basketball. Knuth out top with it, starts to drive, bounce pass to Graham to Hatch on the left wing, out to Plummer. Plummer hands off to Williams, swings it to Knuth. Knuth working on Coronado. A couple of good soccer players there. Knuth, Rosenbaum on the right wing with it. Rosenbaum out to Williams, sets a screen for her. Williams now isolated on Elmore. Top of the key, bounce pass, trying to go back door to Plummer. She couldn't pull it in. Nice try by Williams to sneak that one through the key into the back door cutter from the left wing, but it goes off Plummer's hands and out of bounds. 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter. 23-14, Blanchette with the lead. They've led the whole game. They started out on an 8-0 run. Coronado over to Anaya on the left wing. Looking inside against this 2-3 zone, not there. Goes out on top to Hittner. Hittner, the one that can really shoot from the outside if she gets going. Down to Coronado. She goes mid-post to Elmore, swings back to the left hand, up off the glass and in. If you want to see how to play fundamentally sound basketball in that mid to low post, Elmore will show you. Not near the athlete that her teammates are, but so fundamentally sound in the low post and that mid-post. That time she caught it mid-post halfway up the lane. Started with her right hand, spun back to her left hand, pinned her defender on her hip and put it up off the glass and in. Coronado, meanwhile, tips the ball out of bounds at the other end. Warriors basketball. Rosenbaum hands off to Williams. Williams way out on top with it. It'd be center circle on a high school court. Now over to Plummer. Plummer down in the corner to Knuth. Knuth digs out the low pass, finds Hatch cutting. Hatch fouled. Hatch with a nice kind of a banana cut there. Came from the left wing and did a little arc cut right down the right side. Received the pass and got fouled as she was going up. Waiting to see who the foul is on. I think it's going to be on Hittner, maybe? It's their 15th foul. No, they call it on Osby. Osby with her first. Hatch to the line to shoot two. Buries the first one. Hannah Hatch with her first point. Benji Hedgecock, who runs this little tournament, very excited when anybody does anything, tries to add a little life to it. You make a free throw, and he calls out your name nice and loud. Hatch hits a pair. Warriors back within nine. They go down low to Elmore. She's fouled as she goes up with the, or no, that's Osby going up with the left hand against Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum picks up the foul. Third team foul on the Warriors. First on Kaya, I believe. First year of the MLK Junior 3A basketball day being held here at Corbin. It's been at Salem Academy the last couple of years. Not sure how Benji worked it out to be up here, but kind of fun for the kids to come and play on a college floor. But that three-point line really messes them up. It's not in the same place. Osby misses the first one. The lefty puts up the second one, misses the knuckleball. Rosenbaum with the rebound, trapped immediately on the baseline. She throws it out of bounds off of Elmore's foot. So the only weakness we've seen so far out of this Blanchette team has been their free throw shooting, where they are 1 out of 6 from the foul line. Coronado 0 for 2, Osby 0 for 2, and Elmore 1 for 2. Warriors, meanwhile, 3 for 3 from the line. Graham back in, Croxford back in, as Williams and Knuth go to the bench. Croxford trying to get it in. Good man pressure out there. Finally gets to Keeley. Back to Morgan. She'll bring it up the floor. Hittner backs way off of her. Hittner not near the defender. Some of these other girls are. But she is their outside shooter if they need to go that route. So far, they haven't taken an outside shot. Rosenbaum in the high post. Over to Croxford in the right corner. Swings a pass across to Graham. Graham crosses over on Coronado. Very dangerous to do. Gets it to Plummer. Plummer with a drive. Bounce pass. And we've got a blocking foul. Might be on Osby again. It is. So this is the one place where the Warriors have a little bit of an advantage, is when Plummer's had the ball, they've been matching up with a post on her, and Alyssa's been able to drive several times successfully, drawing fouls or getting baskets. Warriors basketball, 2 minutes to go here if they start the clock after the inbound. Still hasn't started. There it goes. Hatch on the right wing with it. Goes down in the corner to Graham. Pulls up. Her shot blocked. I don't know if that was Coronado or Elmore. One of them got a piece as they kind of doubled her there on the baseline. Coronado now in the open floor with it. Gets it across half court. Warriors getting back on defense. She drives right. Plummer picks her up. Warriors back in man defense. Now Coronado goes left. Swings it to Hittner. Cross court to Suri. Back to Hittner. No, Coronado on the right side. She goes mid post to Elmore. Swings up a right-handed hook and she's fouled by Rosenbaum. Elmore just looks for contact in there. She doesn't jump. I haven't seen her get off the floor yet, but her footwork is good. She shoots a little hook shot with both hands, puts it all on the glass, and that time just kind of caught Rosenbaum, felt her on her shoulder, and put up the shot knowing she was going to get the foul call. She goes to the line where she is 1 for 2 and misses the first one. They're 1 for 7 from the line. Phipps back in, and Osby out. Coach Hittner doing a good job. He'll keep his girls fresh with a lot of rotation. He's gone 3 deep on his bench so far, and they're playing quite a few minutes. Coronado grabs the missed foul shot. She came in on a sprint. Hittner misses a three. Suri with the rebound. Coronado was leaning in, and luckily for her, Elmore shot the ball when she did. Coronado came in on a sprint from that as she was falling forward, and Elmore missed the ball to the right, fell right into Coronado's hands. She resets the offense. Suri throws it up off of the score clock, which is above the backboard. She just lost that on her way up, and it's Warriors basketball. That is out of bounds. Any part of the support system on the backboard the pipes or the structure that holds it up or a shot clock that they have here in college is an out-of-bounds. Croxford penetrates in, gets in too deep, gets it knocked away, gets it back to Rosenbaum, flips it to Graham. Graham, left angle or left corner three, air ball. Again, towing it up behind the college line, she could have taken a step in and still had a three-point shot there. It just throws them off visually. Surrey with the drive, picks it up on the right baseline, traveled, got away with it, changed her pivot feet there, out to Coronado. Coronado, Plummer on her, now they're in a 2-3 zone again. Swings it out to Hittner on the left wing. Hittner goes down low, Rosenbaum knocks it away, Elmore gets it back. To Phipps, Phipps to Coronado, she drives right side, cut off by Plummer. Hooks a pass over to Hittner. Hittner in traffic, puts it up, no good, and then Elmore tips it out of bounds, falling over Hatch. They both crash to the floor. It's a good defense that time by the Warriors. Down by 9, 25-16. Full court man pressure. They get it into Graham, back to Croxford. Croxford pushes it up. Hittner picks her up at half court. Croxford still going, dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Morgan just lost that one. She was trying to find somebody to pass the ball to and dribbled it right off her left foot and out of bounds. 15 seconds left to go here in the first half. Warriors down 25-16. They were down 8 to start the game, and since then it's been a pretty good game. Hittner, right angle three, buries it. Well, that changes the score a little bit. Right before the buzzer, Bailey Hittner knocks down the first three-point attempt of the game by Blanchette, and they go into halftime up 28-16. They were up 19-7 at halftime, so that was a 9-9 second quarter, but the Warriors still finding themselves down by 12 points after two quarters. Scoring in the first half for the Warriors, Morgan Croxford with 5, Alyssa Plummer with 5, Graham, Rosenbaum, and Hatch with 2 each. Good news for the Warriors, they were 3-for-3 from the foul line, so that's one positive Reg can take out of it. The other positive being that they played Blanchette even there in the second quarter, and with exception of that last second three-pointer there, would have actually had an advantage in the second quarter. But once that was over, with that three-pointer, they were back to a 12-point deficit that they had after the first quarter. Coronado leading the way with 10 points for Blanchette. Elmore with 7. Hittner 5 in that last second three-pointer there. Osby 4 and Phipps 2. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. It is halftime. Warriors down 28-16 to Blanchette Catholic. We'll be back after these messages.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety
variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoffs.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
99W is in Enners Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here, Warriors and Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers. Cavaliers with a 12-point lead, 28-16 after one half of play. Warriors struggled with just what we thought they would struggle with, and that was the quickness and length and athleticism of Blanchette, as well as the experience. This is a team that won a state title last year. They don't have Snow White. I can't remember her name, but her nickname was Snow White, and she was their best offensive player last year. And the rest of the team, for the most part, was there to absolutely harass people on the defensive end, get the ball out in transition, and put pressure on the other team. Now, they do have a couple other decent offensive players. The Elmore girl down low, if you let her catch the ball cleanly, mid-post, low-post, she can go right, she can go left, and she'll cause some problems for you. She had 7 points in the first half, though she was 1 out of 4 from the foul line. Coronado did most of her damage either in transition or right next to the glass, getting in deep either with an offensive rebound or penetration. She had 10 points in the first half and was 0 for 2 from the foul line, but I think she made 5 out of 6 or 5 out of 7 from the field. She only had a couple of misses, and I think on one occasion she missed, got it back, and scored. So effectively, it wasn't much of a missed shot. She ended up scoring anyway. Warriors offensively really struggled that first quarter, outside of Plummer getting a drive on the baseline. And then I think Morgan got a shot to go in there. And I think it might have been Plummer and Croxford, the only ones that scored in the first quarter. They were down 19-7, and Blanchett did not attempt a shot outside of about 15 or 16 feet until late in the second quarter. We got about 35 seconds to go. Warrior girls still not back on the floor yet. So I'm not sure if they got the message that the clock was running down or not. And here they come out now with 24 seconds on the clock. They walk out of the locker room and onto the floor. Blanchett with their starting lineup back on the floor. Surrey, Phipps, Osby, Hittner, and Coronado. And we have not seen Collier in this game. She has not taken off her warm-ups. That makes me wonder if she's not nursing an injury or something, because she is a very dynamic defensive player and a pretty good ball handler and passer, and really causes a lot of problems. We struggled to deal with her last year at Blanchett in the first round of the state playoffs. Warriors basketball to start the third quarter. Croxford gets it into Graham. Man-to-man defense for Blanchett the whole first half, and they continue with that in the third quarter. Hatch on the left angle with it, looking for cutters, not there, hits Croxford, popping out. Now she goes back door to Graham. Graham cut off by Coronado. She tries to bounce past to a cutting Croxford, picked off by Phipps. Phipps over to Hittner, leaves it for Coronado, and she'll set up the offense. Warriors in a 2-3 zone here. Plummer and Graham out top, Croxford and Hatch on the wings. They go down low to Phipps, all by herself. Misses the shot, and Hatch battling, can't hang on to it. Osby with the rebound. To Surrey, back to Phipps. Phipps missed an easy lay-in inside as the Warriors' defense did not find her as she kind of slithered in there and got low post position. Surrey, right corner three, air ball. And Croxford dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Morgan is just not herself today in terms of ball handling. Multiple turnovers unforced, and that's just not normal for Morgan. She got to get locked in here in this third quarter. It's only a 12-point game. The Warriors really need their senior leader to step up and be the player she can be here. They go down low. Osby turns with the left hand up and in. Not much Williams can do about that. Osby significantly taller. And then we have a line violation as the Warriors inbound the ball. They turn it over. So it'll be right back to Blanchett. Warriors really not playing very inspired on either end of the floor so far. Coronado on the right wing. Reg is going to have to go to somebody on his bench and find some fire, because there's just not a lot of energy out there. There was in the second quarter, but there wasn't in the first quarter, and there isn't here in the third quarter. They look very flat. Coronado right angle three, short. Croxford with the rebound in traffic, and she comes out of there with it. Pushes up across half court. Pulls up. Croxford working on Phipps. Picks up her dribble, swings it to Coronado, knocks it away. It was intended for Williams. Croxford gets it back, goes baseline, spins, goes to the left hand, up, and it won't stay. Osby with the rebound to Coronado. Coronado up the middle of the floor with it. Top of the key, keeps driving all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Nobody cut her off. Little hesitation at the top of the key, and the next thing you know, she beats you to the basket. Now they put some man pressure on. Williams gets it ahead to Croxford. That was close. Coronado almost had the steal there. Getting tired of saying her name, I got to tell you. Anna Coronado really doing a number on the Warriors ball handlers. Williams with it. Goes left side to Plummer. Plummer Working on Osby. Gets it to Graham. Right side of Williams. Williams with a drive, travel. Nope, they're going to get a foul there. I thought they were going to call her for a travel. Looked like she might have changed her pivot feet, but instead they get a reach-in foul, and that is on Coronado. Her second, first team foul on either team here in the second half. 5:35 left to go, third quarter. Warriors down 16. They've been outscored 4-0 here to start this second half. Croxford gets the inbound, working on Phipps. Phipps, a long, lanky defender, not as quick as Coronado, but still tough to get past. To Plummer. Plummer in the high post with it, gives it to Williams. Warriors offense really looks disjointed here. Now Plummer with the drive gets knocked to the ground. I think that's going to be on Suri or Osby. Let's see. Should be on Osby. They could call it either way. They call it on Suri. They both kind of collapsed in and knocked Alyssa to the ground there on the drive. Croxford. Trying to get it, looking for Graham. Williams gets it. She turns, throws up a wild hook over Coronado, misses everything by 5 feet. Suri with the rebound. On the right wing with it. Tries to go down low. Gets it to Osby. She turns, and Croxford knocks her shot out of bounds. Just kind of standing there. Osby turned and kind of put the ball into Croxford's hands, and it was deflected out of bounds. Blanchette fans wanted a foul on Croxford. She was just standing there. They get the ball in down low to Salang, knocked away by Croxford. Osby gets it out to Hittner. To Coronado on the right wing. They keep wanting to go inside. Now they swing it to Phipps. Phipps goes high post. Osby puts up a free throw line jumper. No good. Croxford comes out of there with a rebound. Nice job by Morgan in traffic there. Ahead to Keeley. She brings it across, working on Hittner. Drives past her. Bounce pass out to Plummer. 15-footer right wing. No good. Salang with the rebound. To Coronado. Coronado across half court with it. Finds Osby cutting in the basket. She misses the lay-in. Nice pass by Coronado. Not a good finish by Osby. There was nobody on her. She just missed the left-hand lay-in on the right side. Graham puts up a three-pointer. Right angle. Looks good. Little short. And Salang with another rebound inside to Coronado. Warriors down 32-16. Halfway through now the third quarter. Coronado on the right angle with it. Warriors still in a 2-3 defense. Swings it over to Hittner on the left wing. Out on top to Phipps. Now Coronado on the right wing. Goes high post to Osby. Left side to Phipps. Fumbles the ball. Goes baseline. Lays it up and in. Trinity Phipps with her second basket of the game. And she has 4 points. Warriors get it in. Croxford back to Williams. Williams brings it up. Coronado gives her about 10 feet of space. Then closes on her at half court. Williams swings it to Hatch on the left wing. Goes down low to Croxford, and that mid post on the baseline, turns baseline, misses the shot. Williams tips it. Phipps comes out of there with it. They trap Phipps, and it's off her leg and out of bounds. No! Goes off of Croxford now. I thought she slapped that down off of Phipps, and Reg needs a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. 3:30 left to go in the third quarter. Warriors down 34-16 to Blanchette Catholic. We'll be back after this message on KLYC McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Third quarter, a little more than halfway over. Warriors find themselves down by 18. They were down by 12 at halftime, but it's been a 6-0 third quarter in favor of Blanchette, and it could be worse. They've missed a couple of lay-ins. Warriors really struggling offensively to get good looks at all. They've had a couple of shots inside, but in both of those cases, they were contested. They've had a couple of looks outside. They haven't been able to get either one of those to drop, one by Graham and one by Plummer, and really that's been about it in this third quarter. Blanchette running a lot of clock each time down the floor, passing the ball 7 or 8 times sometimes before they'll actually look to get a shot. And they're just pounding that ball inside or taking the drive to the basket. They've taken 1 3-pointer this half. They only took 2, I believe, in the first half, maybe only 1. Blanchette ball after the Warrior timeout. Coronado brings it up herself. Now the Warriors switch to a kind of a they're still in 2-3, but Keeley extended way out. Looked like a 1-something. Hittner swings it over to Phipps. The right wing goes down low to Salang. She gets doubled back out to Phipps. Hittner to Coronado on the left wing. They move the ball really well around the perimeter, inside and out to the high post, and they make good entry passes to the low post. Phipps, the right wing, they trap her. She dribbles away from that, gets in the basket area. It's knocked away by Graham. We got a jump ball, and that will be Blanchett ball in the alternating possession. Nice shot by Keeley to reach in on Phipps and knock that ball away, creating a loose ball situation. Rosenbaum in, Croxford out. Coronado to inbound, right side of the key on the baseline. Goes in the corner to Phipps, to Hittner. Back to Coronado, right corner three, looks good, is. Coronado knocking down the three-pointer. First one she's attempted today. That's not the strength of her game, or at least it wasn't last year. It may have been something she worked on in the offseason, but they just haven't had to go to it in this game. Graham to Plummer to Williams. Williams working on Coronado, now throws to Graham baseline. Graham brings it out the left side, takes it back up with the right hand, misses, and Selang with the rebound. Selang to Hittner. Hittner pushes the ball up fast, leaves it for Coronado on the left wing. Goes in the high post to Selang out in the left corner for Hittner for three. No good. Hatch with good position. Can't get the rebound. And we've got a foul on Blanchett Catholic. Loose ball foul. And that's because Hannah did a good job of boxing out. Get that inside position. Be physical down there. And force the official to make the call. They call that on Osby down low. She's out, Elmore back in. And honestly, Elmore more of a problem offensively for the Warriors to handle with her post moves. Warriors get it in against man pressure. Williams with it to Graham. Graham will bring it up against Selang. That's a mismatch in the Warriors' favor. Graham sees it, drives hard with the right hand, takes it all the way in, lays it up, and won't stay. Didn't get it on the backboard. It caught the back of the rim. Hittner with the pass ahead to Phipps. Trinity Phipps slows up, and Williams knocks the ball away and saves it back into Selang. Selang to Phipps. Phipps down low. Elmore lays it up. She was short on that one, and she gets the ball on the floor, kicks it out. Phipps chases it down, gets it to Hittner. Hittner to Coronado. Coach Hittner calling out what he wants, and he says, let's run this. Gives it the little winding sign on the sideline, telling his girls to run this offense through. And this is a disciplined offensive team. They do not get rattled. They keep swinging the ball until they get the shot they want or the look they want, at least. Phipps drives baseline, finds Selang, cutting the basket, lays it up, no good. That's a great play right there. Phipps drives hard baseline, draws that zone towards her, and Selang cuts from the left wing right to the basket. They find her there. There's a nice drive by Plummer. She can't finish. She gets it back, tries to take it up, and the ball is blocked out of bounds. Hatch had the rebound and fed Plummer for another chance. Husky in. Plummer out. 1 minute left to go. Warriors have not scored in the third quarter. This is a 9-0 quarter right now for Blanchett with a minute to go. Husky brings it around the top of the key. She's got Selang on her. Picks up her dribble, goes to Rosenbaum on the right wing. Looking for a cutter, not there, to Williams out top. Fakes the three and traveled. She had Coronado closing on her. She wanted to give her a pump fake and move left, and when she did, she picked up that pivot foot. 46 seconds left to go, third quarter. Warrior boys play at about 7:30 tonight. We'll let you know as we get close to within the last 15 minutes or so before that time. We'll let you know what the status is on the game before them and what we're thinking about for a start time, but it's scheduled for 7:45. Coronado misses a three on the right angle, and Phipps takes it back up. Her shot blocked by Husky. Hittner gets it back to Phipps. Phipps and Hittner play catch, 25 seconds. Ron Hittner, the coach, calls out a one-shot scenario here, wants his girls to work this. He's working on stuff in this non-league game. Elmore puts up a jumper with 15. I don't think that's what the coach wanted, and he smacks his hands as her shot was blocked. That's not her game, shooting the ball from mid-range. Graham at the other end for three, no good. Hatch can't get the rebound, Selang does. To Coronado with 2 seconds, puts it up from beyond half court and just left. Nice effort by her. And after three quarters, it is 37-16 Blanchett as they take that 12-point lead and expand it out to 21 with a 9-0 third quarter. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back after this commercial message. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors trailing the third-ranked Blanchett Catholic Cavaliers 37-16 after three quarters. Warriors were down 12 after one. They were down 12 at halftime as they played a really good second quarter. against this tough Blanchette team. And then the third quarter just came out flat. Didn't come out of the locker room until there were 20 seconds left to go almost before the start of the third quarter. Came out just flat energy-wise, not getting good shots and not making the shots when they're getting them. 8 minutes left to go in this one. Williams, Plummer, Husky, Knuth, and Rosenbaum on the floor. Williams with it. Coronado picking her up. Swings it to Knuth. Knuth fumbles the ball out of bounds. Got to make the catch clean. Reg not happy, urging his girls to come on, be more disciplined, run the offense right. I'm not sure that was where that pass was supposed to go. Coronado to Hittner. Hittner back on top to Phipps. Coronado popping out, gets the ball top of the key. 2-3 zone. They go high post to Selang. Back out to Phipps. Out on top to Coronado. She doesn't take the three. Goes left side to Hittner. Hittner to Phipps. To Coronado on the right wing. Boy, they do a good job of moving their post players. Low, high, cutting through. Phipps with the drive on the baseline. Misses. Selang with a weak side read. Back out to Coronado. Coronado to Elmore. Elmore goes in. The ball stripped from her. And it goes off of her and out of bounds. Elmore, extremely effective when she catches the ball and is ready to make a post move. But that time she tried to drive from the high post, and that's not her game. She's not the athlete to be able to do that against a good defender, and the Warriors able to knock that away. And the Warriors are a good defensive team most nights. Tonight, not one of those nights, especially in the third quarter. First and third quarter, Warriors have looked like a JV team on the defensive end and the offensive end, for that matter. 9 points combined between those two quarters. Inside, Rosenbaum misses an offensive rebound putback, and Phipps gets the rebound. Phipps throws it ahead of Hittner. Hittner all by herself, puts it up with the left hand, and misses. Just took a bad angle. She's on the right side, and because she's left-handed, she just wanted to come out that left side. She crossed over and then just left it short. Got to be able to shoot the lane with either hand on that break. You can't be trying to adjust. That leads to problems. Warriors with the ball. Williams with a nice drive. She's fouled by Selang. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Good pass by Plummer to find Williams cutting from the top of the key down that right side. Williams with a chance to get the first points of the second half for the Warriors. 6:27 left to go. Warriors haven't scored since about 30 seconds to go or a minute to go in the second quarter. And they still haven't, as Malin's free throw goes halfway down and then pops out. She hasn't scored tonight. She's had a couple of looks from three-point range but has not been able to convert anything. One more for Maylin. And we've got a substitution. Now it's all taken care of, I guess. Selang is out. Osby back in. Four team fouls on Blanchette. None on the Warriors. Second one by Williams. Misses that one also. Just turns her head in disgust and heads back up the floor. Even when the Warriors have the free throw, they can't convert on that in this half. Phipps on top to Suri, back to Phipps, left angle, looks at the three, doesn't want it. They really want to work on getting the ball into the post. They're trying to get it into Osby. Now they go Elmore, high post, dribble, nice bounce pass to Osby, comes up with it and lays it up and in. So excellent pass from one post to another, and Osby has 8 in the game, and Elmore with a really nice pass from the high post. She took a dribble like she was going to penetrate, and then Osby cut from the left side of the key towards the basket, and Elmore found her with a bounce pass between two white jerseys there. There's a cut. That's Plummer driving to the hoop, or cutting to the hoop, gets a nice pass from Husky and draws the foul. So Plummer will go to the line to shoot two. When the Warriors watch the tape of this game, they are going to see what a really well-executed offense can do. But it requires post players who are a threat down there. And the Warriors right now really don't have the post players they need to be able to execute that. Kaya's going to have to become more of a force down there. And this is what Blanchette's running is kind of a high-low post offense. And the Warriors need to develop a second post also to be able to do that. Plummer gets 1 out of 2, and the Warriors have their first point of the second half. Plummer with 6 in the game, leading all Warriors scorers. Warriors still in their 2-3 zone. Suri with it. Gives it to Archer. Archer, a 5'5 junior, first time she's been in the game. Suri dribbles right, now goes to Hittner. Hittner swings it back to Suri over her head and out of bounds. Suri couldn't get to a Plummer trying to chase it down to get a fast break out of it, but it beats her to the sideline. Warrior basketball. 5:17 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 39-17 Blanchette. Not a lot of scoring in the second half. Just 11 points by Blanchette and one by the Warriors here. Croxford tries to go inside. Pass knocked away and stolen by Suri. She hands it to Hittner. Graham harassing her. Hittner brings it up the floor. Top of the key extended. Swings it over to Archer. Back to Hittner. Hittner. Her pass knocked by Graham. Suri comes down with it. And then we've got a timeout called by Blanchette. 4:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors down 39-17 to the Cavaliers. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here. So when they do get a chance to watch this film, I was trying to allude to there a minute ago, is they're going to see that the crisp ball movement of Blanchette. Blanchette not dribbling the ball any more than they absolutely have to, swinging the ball, and then, and this is what you do against the zone defense. You go inside, you go outside, you swing the ball around, you go back inside, you go high-low from one post to another. When the defense moves towards the ball, girls cut to the basket, and the girl with the ball is looking for them to cut. This is what a good zone offense looks like, and the honest truth, it looks like a throwback offense to something in, before the three-point line, where you're utilizing those post players and you're looking for your shots to be inside of 15 feet and really not forcing the ball from the three-point line. They've got some decent three-point shooters. They just haven't put up, I think they've only put up three or four threes in this game. Hittner in the right corner, drives baseline, tries to get it to Osby and loses it out of bounds. Right idea, Osby changed the angle on her as she went to pass and Hittner tried to wrap it around, couldn't do it. Warrior basketball, Croxford, Graham, Rosenbaum, Plummer, and Hatch on the floor. Rosenbaum in the high post, swings it to Croxford. So nobody cutting to the basket when Rosenbaum has the ball, and so there's nobody to pass. Now she gets it to Croxford, cutting. Croxford lays it up in, and she is fouled. So Morgan getting her third field goal of the game. She has 7 points. She'll go to the line to try to complete a three-point play. And there, just what I was talking about, they didn't have the first time they went high post. That time when Croxford gave her the ball in the high post, a little hesitation, then cut to the basket. Rosenbaum with a nice pass. Croxford with a good finish. Misses the foul shot. Suri with the rebound. Warriors 0 for 3 this half on foul. Or excuse me, that is not correct. Warriors are 1 for 5 this half from the foul line after being 3 for 3 in the first half. So we've got a timeout taken. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinnville will be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 4:22 left in this one. Warriors trailing Blanchette by 20, 39-19. And it's been a story of Blanchette starting the game quick. They were up 8-0, then 12-3, then 14-3. Headed up to an 11-point lead early in the first. Finished the first with a 19-7 lead. Kept that 12-point lead headed into halftime, and then they came out in the third quarter and just shut the Warriors' offense down. And part of it, the Warriors just looking lethargic. Part of it, just very good defense by Blanchette. Blanchette to inbound. Finally does. They throw deep to Elmore. She chases it down by the top of the key. Bounce pass picked off by Croxford. Nice job by Morgan to run that defensive break and get back. Croxford still with it all the way up the right side. Goes baseline. Tries to go down low to Graham. Finally gets to her. She scores and she's fouled. Keely Graham finishing in traffic there. Just 4 points for Keely. She has just not been able to find her offensive rhythm in this game. This is really her first game back from the ankle sprain. She's played a normal number of minutes tonight. Courtney Kendall into the game. First of the swingers to come in. There's a couple more on the bench over there. Jenna Lopez and Audrey Clark probably get in here shortly. Here comes Jenna to the table right now. Free throw good by Graham. Nice three-point play by her. And a good job by Croxford to feed her the ball on the cut. Coronado with it. Out on the left wing. They find a cutter. Phipps does. Finds Hittner. No good. Plummer in traffic. Gets the rebound to head to Croxford. Croxford over to Graham. Graham, top of the key, driving down. Back to Croxford. Croxford looking for some offense here from somebody. Goes in the low post to Graham. Back to Croxford. She goes baseline and puts it up with the left hand from the right side. Croxford strong on the baseline, went hard right, caught the pass, and then took it back up with the left hand off the glass. Sweet move by Mo. Phipps with it. Out to Salang. Salang, top of the key now. Hittner over to Coronado. Coronado slows it down. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors down 15. Five straight for the Warriors. Salang with it out on top. Blanchett continuing to work very patiently against this zone. Coronado now. Plummer extends way out on her. It's not a zone anymore. I take that back. They've gone to man-to-man defense. There's a nice pass down low to Hittner. Hittner feeds Ospi, and she loses it. It goes out of bounds off the Warriors. But once again, the Warriors giving up a very easy look and just fortuitous that they were not able to convert on the lay-in. So Clark and Lopez checking in. So it'll be Clark Lopez and Kendall and probably Rosenbaum. I'm not sure who else is going to be in. We'll see. And Graham's still in the game. Actually, Kaya might not be in there. Might be Plummer. One of them's sitting on the bench. The other one's not. So we'll see. It is a full timeout, but we're going to stay right here. We've got 2:50 left to go in this one. 39-24. Blanchett with the big lead still. They've been up by as much as 20 in this game, but the Warriors have scored the last 5 points to make it 15. Warriors are being led tonight by Croxford with 9 points. Plummer with 6, Graham 5, Hatch 2, and Rosenbaum 2. Missing from that, of course, Maylin Williams has not scored tonight. And part of the problem, again, when you're playing on the college floor, they've got 2 3-point lines. They've got one that's college depth, which is a solid foot, maybe a little bit more, maybe 16 inches beyond the normal 3-point line for high school. Then they have the high school line. The high school line is kind of faint on the floor, and it's kind of a light tan color. And the dark blue collegiate line is the one the girls keep finding their feet at, which adds another foot plus to their shot and kind of messes them up a little bit. I think their depth perception kind of gets screwed up. They think they're at one place. They go to shoot, and it's somewhere else. And that takes some getting used to when you haven't played on a floor, and the floor also being a lot longer and wider. Okay, Blanchett ball. Get it into Phipps. Phipps with it. Kendall working on her. Drives to the left hand. Rosenbaum comes across, blocks the shot, draws the foul. Rosenbaum was just a little bit late coming across on the help defense. Graham chases down the ball and gives it to the official. And Phipps will go to the line to shoot two. Rosenbaum with her third foul in the game. First team foul on the Warriors in the second half. Warriors really struggled in that third quarter, just not able, and into the fourth a little bit, just not able to find any kind of a rhythm at all on either end of the floor. Phipps hits the first. Second one is up and perfect. That's the girl they want at the line there. 41-24, Cavaliers. Warriors with the ball. Graham working on Coronado. Out to Kendall. Kendall swings it to Rosenbaum, high post to Graham, cutting. Graham gets down low, nowhere to go there. Dribbles it out the left side. Goes inside, finds a cutter. That's Rosenbaum on the other side. She leaves it short. Phipps pulls the rebound out of there. I'm not sure that's who Keeley was intending it for, but it's who ended up with the ball. Graham gets a reach-in foul on Coronado with 2:17 to go. Blanchett will inbound the ball right here in front of us at half court. Coronado will trigger it in. Clark had a tip on that. Salang comes down with it. Get it to Phipps. Phipps to Hittner out top. Over to Coronado. Coronado dribbles out towards the top of the key. Graham harassing her. Coronado spins away from her. Throws it down low. Clark tips it away. Out of bounds. Nice job by Audrey to get in that passing lane. She saw Salang cutting, able to get a hand on it and knock it away. So it'll be Blanchett ball. They try to go in low, can't do it. They find Coronado cutting back door, and they hit her with it. She scores over Lopez. Coronado, best player on the floor tonight for either team. No question about that. Both ends of the floor just really causing problems. Graham with a nice drive. Ball stripped away. Lopez gets it back to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum down low to Graham. Little baseline jumper, and she puts it in. Nice job by Kaya to find Keeley. Keeley was 7 in the game. 5 of those in the second half. Coronado brings it up with 1:40 to go. Lopez will pick her up at half court. That's a challenge for Jenna. Coronado, excellent on the dribble. And there's a pass trying to hit a cutter, but two girls cut to the same spot. Neither one of them could handle the ball. It went out of bounds off of Hittner. Keeley looking dog tired out there. This long court really takes it out of you. Minute 32 to go. She picks up the dribble. Nice screen from Rosenbaum. Takes Coronado out. She's still on the floor hurting. Rosenbaum to the rim. Misses. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Coronado slow to get up. And we've got a whistle to make sure that she's okay. Nice job by Kaya to finish at the rim. Elmore will come in. She replaces Slang. The minute 19 to go. That was a good screen by Kaya. Coronado hadn't been screened all game, and she was going hard with Keeley. Keeley drove her into that screen. Kaya just held her ground, did a great job. Maylin Williams back in, replaces Keeley. Warriors come out, a little pressure. They get it into Phipps now up the left side, cut off by Kendall. Phipps hands it to Hittner. Hittner with Williams on her. Back to Phipps. Minute 10 to go. Phipps cross court. Osby goes down low to Elmore. Her shot blocked by Clark. They get it back out to Hittner. Hittner on top to Phipps. Phipps out on the side to Osby. Finds Hittner out top. 54 seconds left. Cross-court pass. Kendall tips it away, but chased down by Archer. Back to Hittner. Hittner starts to drive, throws it down low, finds Phipps cutting. Kendall turned her head. Phipps went to the Went right to the baseline cut, and a nice pass gets a lay-in. 45-28. Williams, top of the key, goes high post to Rosenbaum, knocked away by Elmore. Archer in the open court, takes it all the way in, misses a shot, rebound by Hittner, and she puts it up and in with the left hand. Nobody else running the floor with Maylin. Hittner with seven in the game. Kendall down low to Clark. Clark goes up, draws the foul, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice pass by Courtney Kendall. She caught that ball deep on the right baseline, made a nice pass, bounce pass over to Audrey. Audrey got hit by a couple of players. They end up calling the foul on Osby. Clark to the line to shoot two. Not her strength at the foul line. Puts this one up and off the back of the rim. Audrey not bad in practice sometimes at the foul line, but she gets in the game, gets a little tight. Second one looks good. Is. Get a little excitement out of the bench over there. Some smiles out of those assistant coaches because they know that Audrey's got some work to do at that foul line to get better. She gets one. Warriors scrambling on defense here, hitting her with it. 1 second, and that'll do it. Final score: Blanchette 47 and Amity 29. Warriors were down 12 at halftime and found themselves down 21 after three. End up losing the game by 18. So. Tough game for the Warriors. Tough matchup. Blanchette, definitely one of the top five teams in the state, and the Warriors are on that next tier down below that, and they've got some work to do, especially on the offensive end, to be able to compete at that highest level of 3A basketball. Right now, it's Dayton, Salem Academy, excuse me, at the top. Right behind them, Blanchette and Coquille, really. And then there's that next group below there where from night to night you're not really sure what you're going to get. Sometimes competitive like we were against Dayton, losing just by 41-37. Other nights like today where just really can't get anything going at either end and we get blown out. And so that inconsistency of the Warriors I know is a hard thing for the coaches to deal with. Sometimes it's an energy issue. Sometimes it's just not in sync. You know, tonight, Maylin Williams not able to get in the scorebooks. The Warriors really need her to make a couple outside shots to keep a defense honest. Warriors were led tonight by Croxford with 9. Graham had 7, Plummer 6, Rosenbaum 4, Hatch 2, and Clark 1. Let me get a quick total here. Coronado had 10 at halftime. She ended up the game with 17. And I don't have any idea how many steals or tip passes, but a bunch of both. They got 7 out of Elmore, they got 8 out of Osby, 7 out of Hittner, and 8 out of Phipps for all of their scoring. All right, that's it for now. We'll be back on with the boys' game. That will be at about 7:30. We'll be back on the air shortly before that to kind of let you know what the timing looks like with the other games. This one got over pretty quick, so I think they're going to be back on schedule now after a little bit of a late start for the Warriors game. All right, that's it. Thank you for tuning in to Warrior Basketball. And until we're back on, have a nice afternoon. This is KLYC McMinnville.